AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A federal judge in Minnesota has ordered the release of a Liberian man 4 days after heavily armed immigration agents broke into his home using a battering ram and arrested him. In his ruling, U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Bryan said the agents violated Garrison Gibson's Fourth Amendment rights against unlawful search and seizure. The Department of Homeland Security has been ramping up immigration arrests in Minnesota in what the department has called its largest enforcement operation. DHS says its officers have arrested more than 2,500 people since November 29th. Meanwhile, an AP NORC poll finds President Trump's work on the economy has not lived up to many GOP expectations so far. AP polling editor Amelia Thompson-DeVoe has more.
The poll found that only about half of Republicans say that Trump has done more to help on cost of living since he took office, which was a key campaign promise. That's not an especially promising sign, given that when we asked them about his first term 2 years ago, the vast majority of Republicans said that he helped on this issue. But for the most part, Republicans do seem happy. We heard in follow-up interviews that they're willing to give him the benefit of the doubt on the economy and let him take some more time to figure that out.
After weeks of escalating tensions, U.S. and Iranian officials faced each other yesterday at the U.N. Security Council. America's envoy renewed threats against the Islamic Republic, despite President Trump's efforts to ease tensions between the two nations. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Mike Waltz, says all options are on the table to stop Iran's bloody crackdown on protesters. A human rights group says the crackdown has left more than 2,600 people dead. This is AP News. Harry Styles has announced his first album in 4 years. Kiss All the Time, Disco Occasionally, comes out March 6th. Baseball's biggest spenders have struck again with another major free agent signing. Correspondent Gethin Kulbal has more.
Outfielder Kyle Tucker has agreed to a 4-year, $240 million contract with the Los Angeles Dodgers, bolstering their chance for a third consecutive World Series championship. The agreement, for an average annual value of $60 million, was pending a physical, per AP source. When healthy, the 28-year-old Tucker is among the best all-around players in the majors. He's played in just 214 regular season games over the past 2 years. Tucker batted .266 with 22 homers and 73 RBIs for the Chicago Cubs last season. I'm Gethin Kulbal.
More on this story at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.